From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The USA Pro Challenge kicked off in Aspen and Snowmass Village today. More than 120 top cyclists are competing in a third edition of the race. As Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher reports, many explored the Roaring Fork Valley on two wheels this past weekend, and all of them were within arm's reach during Saturday's opening ceremonies. Everybody get up.
One of the summer's top songs blasted from speakers as last year's dominating team struts down a red carpet. There's a crowd gathered in Snowmass's base village. Spectators make way, smartphones held aloft for recording, as the riders from the Boulder team Garmin Sharp head for the stage. Garmin effectively took control of the race in 2012, and a memorable moment was when Tom Danielson came screaming into Aspen to win an early stage.
Our team won the race last year with Christian Vandeveld to my left. He's a defending champion. We have a stacked team to wreak some havoc and get up on the top step in the podium this weekend.
Danielson is fresh from a win at the Tour of Utah. There's also a lot of buzz over the presence of this year's Tour de France champion, British national Chris Froome. Froome and his powerful Team Sky will be competing. On Saturday, well-known cycling journalist Paul Sherwin chose to interview Froome in Swahili.
Jambo sana. Weiko mzima.
Mzima, lakini siko hapa. Sitajaribu kufanya ile siwezi kufanya.
He's going to try and do what he can in this bike race because I think he wants to panda Julia Malima. Sindio?
Still dribble.
He's going to try and get up to the top of the mountains anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Despite his Tour de France title, Froome, who grew up in Kenya and South Africa, has said he's not sure he can win the race here. Like many riders, he's adjusting to the altitude. Young Slovak phenom Peter Sagan arrived early in Aspen specifically to get used to the elevation. He told reporters,
"Yeah, I was here 2 weeks before the race, and after 3 days, I understand it's very hard racing here, and I don't know. I hope I prepared good."
Boulder resident TJ Van Garderen placed a close second in last year's Pro Challenge. He wants a different result this year.
We're definitely taking this race seriously. We brought a really strong team. We'd like to win it. That's the goal.
Van Garderen is married to Aspen local and former pro cyclist Jessica Phillips, and he says they may spend more time here. The couple now has a newborn baby. Van Garderen's plans for the next week will be determined by his tenacity and strength, matched against some of the best cyclists in the world. I'm Elise Thatcher.
Sagan won today's first leg of the USA Pro Challenge, finishing the nearly 61-mile stage in 2 hours and 26 minutes. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.